The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now we've a classical treat for you, because this Friday, the 11th of July at 7:30 in the National Concert Hall, there will be a performance of the National Symphony Orchestra Ireland as part of their summer festival. And I'm delighted to welcome studio the conductor par excellence of the orchestra, a musician himself, David Brophy. You're most welcome. Tell us, what will we be listening to? A little bit of classical, a little bit of traditional?
Yeah, it's a mix. I mean, I don't necessarily subscribe to the classical moniker. I think it's just music. And as somebody once said before, it's either good or bad music, you know. So, and I've been somebody who spent my career working with rockers and jazz heads and trad and classical musicians all the time.
So. You'll do bar mitzvahs, weddings, anything.
Right? Bar mitzvahs, weddings and funerals, yeah. Yes. We've got two fantastic pieces on Friday night at the concert hall. The first piece is a work by great Irish composer Sean Davey called The Brendan Voyage. Some of your listeners, I'm sure, will be familiar.
Tell me
with
about
already.
It.
Well, it's a fascinating piece because it's inspired by the great British explorer and historian Tim Severin, who, having read 9th and 10th century manuscripts that describe St. Brendan's potential discovery of America in the early decades of the 6th century, Tim Severin decided to construct a boat and went off to Dingle Peninsula in 1976 with him and three other lads, and decided to try and recreate that journey.
Is it traditional Irish music?
Yeah, well, Sean Davey knew about the story and kind of decided to write a piece for Uilleann Pipes and Orchestra, where the Uilleann Pipes represents the boat and the orchestra represents the Atlantic. And it's such an amazing piece. And they come together at the end in a fantastic, rousing finish. And I thought it would be nice to pair that piece with a well-known piece by symphony by Czech composer Antonín Dvořák and his Ninth Symphony from the New World, which is Dvořák got a job in 1892 as head of the conservatoire in New York, which he was paid the princely sum of $15,000 a year, which is roughly about $500,000 dollars in today's terms. And he stayed there for 3 years. And while he was there for 3 years, he engaged with Afro-American music and he incorporated into his symphony, which is his New World Symphony. And we performed both works on the concert hall on Friday night.
And is this a fusion between Irish traditional and orchestral music?
Yeah, I would say the Brendan Voyage was a groundbreaking work. When Sean wrote it in the late 70s and it was first performed in the early 80s, it was performed by the legendary Liam O'Flynn, who kind of made it his own. And he took the work and Liam played it across the world, and I was lucky enough to perform with Liam many, many occasions. And I think it was a groundbreaking work at a time when, you know, traditional music didn't really come in contact with orchestras. You know, when you look back to Sean O'Riordan and his seminal concert, O'Riordan Sagaity, and you look at what that did for traditional music in putting traditional music in a kind of a concert hall setting, when before that it would probably only been heard in local halls or a pub. Well, maybe Sean Davey took that to the next phase and put the Uilleann Pipes with an orchestra, and it's quite a beguiling combination.
And it sounds fascinating, and it's a one-off.
It's a one-off. We're on Friday night at 7:30 in the National Concert Hall.
And there's a few tickets left. Now, just tell us a little bit about your backstory, because you've collaborated with a who's who list of stars.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've lucky. I mean, I grew up in Santry in the north side of Dublin, and I didn't come from a, you know, you might think that a classical musician comes from a hothouse background when they were like...
Well, where did you learn? You hardly learned in Santry.
I did. I learned with a fantastic man called...
I thought you went to university.
Well, I did eventually. But when I was a teenager, I studied with a guy called Daniel Walsh. He lived on Ballymun Avenue. Up the road, I grew up in Shannon Park.
What instrument were you?
I was a piano player, okay. Pianist. And I sang in a choir called the Greenfield Singers, who were based in Santry and North Santry and run by a great guy called Kevin Scully. So, like, all my music training in my teenage years was in Santry. And
tell us about some of the collaborations you've done. U2, Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, I luckily worked with U2 for the opening ceremony of the Special Olympics. And many years ago, I was very fortunate to perform with Sinead O'Connor at the Belfast Festival of Queens with the Ulster Orchestra, and she was fantastic. And so, you know, I suppose my entire life and my career has been one where I haven't stuck. And as you said at the beginning, we have a classical treat. I've never been a classical treat. I've always...
Okay.
I played in bands in school. I played in rock bands in school. And I always had interest in classical music, trad music, rock music, all sorts of music.
Okay, but you've also not confined yourself to Ireland. You were appointed chief conductor of the Cologne Orchestra, is that right?
Yeah, WDR, Westdeutsche Rundfunk. There's 8 broadcasters.
Yeah, I left you to pronounce that.
Thanks for that, Ivan. So they have 2 orchestras in Cologne, and they appointed me as chief conductor last October.
And
so
how do you go from pianist to, like, I think the conductor gets all the credit. And all he
you're
does
right.
is wave his hands around.
You're dead right. And all.
Like, what's the skill in conductor? Like, I get how you learn to play an instrument.
Yeah.
How do you learn to be a conductor?
It's a dark art. It is one of those things that looks like utterly easy, and then you do it and you realise how difficult it is.
Because you know when they start?
Yes.
And they do this flourish.
That's very
and
good.
And then there could be someone in the oboe and some of the violin, and they all seem to come in at different times. Like, how do you know which signal is for you?
So the composer, like, look at Dvorak's work or Sean Davies' work, has written all the stuff down in the score. And the score is basically all the parts in front of me. And so I've spent the past number of weeks and months learning the scores for Friday night, so that when I get in front of the orchestra, I know who plays well. So, like, the first bar of the Dvorak just has the cellos and the basses and the violas. And then eventually the clarinets and bassoons come in bar 3. So I have all this in my head. It's my study. So when I get in front of the orchestra, I know this. And all my gestures that I do.
And what if they're a bit out of time?
That's
there's
my
some,
job.
Some laggard at the back.
Yeah, we don't have
it. You know the guy who does the drums or the cymbal or
yes,
whatever?
Yes,
like, do you have to do a lot of rehearsing?
Well, you see, first of all, they're very, very highly trained. So we rehearse tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. They've all played the music before as well. So, like, if you're working on an orchestra, the same repertoire keeps coming up over and over again. So, and we don't have any laggards in National Symphony Orchestra Ireland.
Of course.
Say.
Of course. David Brophy, Irish conductor and musician. And do check it out on the website for the National Concert Hall. This Friday promises to be a spectacular performance. And I hope it goes really well for you and with your own career. Well,
thanks,
Dave.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.